Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechta Pesachim, and we are in the middle of Perek Tes up to Mishnah Ches. Now, the Mishnah goes on to discuss a case where a number of different animals got mixed up, animals designated for different karbonos. HaPesach Shenesarev Basvachim. If a Korban Pesach, a lamb that was designated as a Korban Pesach, was mixed together with other Zvachim, Bartanur says the case in point is you have three lambs. One of them is a carbon Pesach, one of them is for a carbon Asham, one of them is for a carbon Ola, and they got mixed up. So says the Mishnah, Kulam Yiru, they should all be left to pasture, Achi Tavu, until they get a mum, because you cannot use them as is. You're not sure which one is for which carbon. And then, V'yavi b'dmei ha'yofesh shebehen mimenzeh. What the Mishnah is telling us is as follows. Let's say you have three animals, and they're obviously not going to be all of equal value. Let's say one is, when you sell them, all three of them, one is sold for two shalim, one is sold for one sella, and one is sold for a sell and a half. So what the Mishnah is telling you is you have to, since you're not sure which carbon is the nicest animal, you have to lay out two slime and buy the best for each of the animals. So if the value you get, the maximum value you get for an animal is two slime, then you have to go out and buy three carbonis, each one at two slime. V'yavi b'dmei ha'yofesh shebehem mimenzeh. After you go and sell these three, you take the highest value that you were able to obtain upon sale, and each of the three animals that you now have to replace, you have to replace at the highest value. So you have to take the highest value of this carbon and the highest value of this carbon, this type of this type. And whatever difference he has to make up, because he sold three carbonis, one for two slime, one for a sell and a half, and one for a sell. So his total proceeds were four and a half slime. But we're saying now that he has to go ahead and buy three replacement carbonis at two sell a piece. So he's got to go and spend six slime. So the difference, the mosar, he has to basically shell out of pocket. The opposite, hamosumi beso. The Mishnah gives us another case. Nisarif babachoros. What if the carbon pesach was mixed up with a carbon bechoros? So in this particular case, Rabbi Shimon says that you do not set them to pasture and then wait till they get a mum and then sell it. You can actually, if it's talking about a group of kahanim, since kahanim partake of both the bechor and the pesach, Rabbi Shimon Omer im chaburis kahanim, if it's a group of kahanim yochelu, they should eat both. And the Bartanur explains that the carbon pesach and the carbon bechoros are similar in the way the blood offering is done. The only difference, the main difference between the two of them, is the amount of time that you have to eat it. The bechor, carbon bechor, is eaten for 2 days and one night, whereas the carbon pesach you only have until the night of pesach until chatzos. So Reb Shimon, his chiddush is that even though by mixing these two together, eating them together, effectively you are shortening the amount of time that you have to eat the carbon bechor, you don't know which one is which, so you have to eat them both by chatzos Pesach by night, and by doing that, by shortening the amount of time you have, instead of having 2 days and one night, you now have only till chatzos of that first night, so you may actually be increasing the probability or the likelihood that there will be no sir, there will be left over, and then you have to burn it, and you're bringing kachim l'day noser. Nevertheless, Reb Shimon is not concerned with that, and he said it's okay to mix the carbon pesach, not to mix it, but if it's mixed, to eat the carbon pesach and the carbon bechor together, if we're talking about a chabura of kahanim, a group of kahanim. Bartanur tells us at the end that we do not paskin like Reb Shimon. We are concerned, we don't want to do things that can bring l'day noser, and la halacha, we do not pass like Reb Shimon. Moving on to Mishnah Tes. Mishnah Tes is a lengthy Mishnah, but it's not a complicated Mishnah. It just provides various different scenarios in terms of communication or miscommunication regarding the Korban Pesach. And it starts off as follows. Chavura she'avat pischa. If you have a group that was designated together to partake of the Korban Pesach and the animal went lost, so the Korban Pesach was lost, and the people in the group told one as to be their shliach to go ahead and try and find the animal that was lost. Say ubakesh ushchot aleinu. Go ahead and look for the animal, and when you find it, slaughter the animal on our behalf, because we're all part of the same group. So he went out with the mission of trying to find this animal, and once he found it, he was going to shech the animal and have in mind for everyone in the entire group. V'halach umatza. He went ahead and he looked for it, umatza, and he found it, b'shachat. And he went ahead and slaughtered the animal. But as it turns out, the rest of the people of the group must have gotten impatient, and they went ahead and shechted their own animal separately. V'him lakhu, and they went ahead and took a second animal, shechtu, and shechted it. So now what do we do? Says the Mishnah, im shalo nishchat rishon. If we know for a fact that his animal was shechted first, then hu ochel mishalo, he eats from that animal, because he had always had in mind that that would be the animal that he would use for the Korban Pesach. V'hem ochlem imo mishalo, and they also partake of that animal of for the Korban Pesach, because they made up with him that he should go and be their shliach, and when he finds this animal, he should shecht it on their behalf. And since he shechted it on their behalf, and that action preceded them going and shechting their animal, so that counts, the first animal counts for the entire group for the Korban Pesach. V'hem ochlem imo mishalo. And what do they do with the what do they do with their second animal? They have to burn it. Bartanur says, "Hol v'him amru lo shchot aleinu al shalo heim nimnim v'shalahem yisarif." They're counted with him because that's what they made up, and then they would have to burn it because it's a carbon that was slaughtered without anybody, without any bialim, without any owner, and that's a pasul of carbon. So hu achlim shalo v'him achlim imo shalo. Now, what about if that's not the order? What happened? Im shalahen nishchat rishon. They went ahead and ordered and sacrificed their animal first. Im ochlem yishalahem. So they go ahead and eat from theirs because they obviously withdrew from the first animal and had in mind for the second animal. But he didn't know about the fact that they were going to go ahead and use the second animal. So he always had in mind to count this first for the first animal for his Korban Pesach. So hu ochlem yishalahem. So he eats his. So they split up. They eat the second carbon, second animal. They eat the first animal. I'm sorry. They eat the second animal. They eat the first animal, which they shechted, and he eats the one that he finds. Now, what if we don't know? We try to verify, but we don't know which one was slaughtered first. Vim inu yadua, eza mehenish chatrishon. Which one was slaughtered first? Oh, or another possibility, sheshechtu shneim kecha. They actually, it seems to us that they apparently slaughtered both animals at the same exact time. So what do we do? Says the Mishnah, hu ochel mishalo. He eats his because he always had in mind that that would be his Korban Pesach. But v'heim ein oma ochlem imo. They can't eat with him because if at the same time they slaughtered another animal, obviously they withdrew from that first animal. Or even if it's not at the same time, but we're not sure, it's a suffix. Since it's a suffix, they can't partake of the first Korban Pesach unless we know for certain that they are counted for it. So therefore, v'shalahen, their animal that they slaughtered, yetzer l'beis hasreifa, would have to go l'beis hasreifa. However, they would not be disqualified as far as Korban Pesach is concerned, even though they were not able to eat from the Korban Pesach because of the dilemma. They would not have to bring another carbon Pesach Sheni. Upturin milasas Pesach Sheni. They would not have to bring a carbon of Pesach Sheni, even though they didn't partake of the achila of this carbon Pesach. And as we mentioned previously, the achila of the carbon Pesach is not me'akev, as long as the person was eligible and was counted as part of the carbon. Amar lahem, what if he, the shliach that went looking for the animal, says to them upon leaving, Imecharti, if I am late, if I am delayed, tzu v'shachtu alai, please go ahead and sacrifice an animal and include me for that carbon because he didn't want to miss out on Karban Pesach. Halach u'matzah, he went ahead and he found the animal, v'shachat, and he slaughtered the animal when he found it. And v'hein lachu v'shachtu, and they went ahead and slaughtered an animal because he came late. So im shalahen nishchat rishon, if theirs was slaughtered first, so then hein ochlin mishalahem, they eat from that carbon because they obviously withdrew from the first carbon. And he can eat with them as well because he was late, and he made up with them that if he were late, that they should shech this carbon and he should be included. So everything's fine. But the im shalonish chat rishon, what if even though he's late, he went ahead and shechted his carbon first? So hu ochel mishalo, he eats from his because he obviously withdrew from their group since he found the animal. And that qualifies for his carbon Pesach, and they eat from their animal and everything is fine. However, if we have a suffek, if we're not sure, we're not sure which one was slaughtered first, or similar to the suffekos that we had at the Resha, the beginning of the Mishnah, it appears that they both were shechted at the exact same time. So what's the halacha then? Says the Mishnah, they eat from theirs, but he cannot eat with them. They eat from theirs because they obviously withdrew from the animal that they thought was lost, but he can't be counted with them because it could be that his animal was shechted first, or it could be that he's not part of that group. But because it's a suffik, he can't partake of his either, so he has to bring it lebeis hasreifa. Upater, similar to the first case in the Resha, even though he was not able to partake of the achilas ha-carbon, eating of the carbon, nevertheless, he is potter, he fulfilled his obligation of carbon Pesach, and he's potter from bringing a Pesach Sheni. Potter milas is Pesach Sheni. Now, another couple of cases or scenarios. Omar Lohan, what if he told the group, Va'amrulai, and they told him? In other words, he told the group, you shecht for me if I come late. And they told him, you go ahead and look for it, for the lost animal, and include us. Amrulai, Oichlin Kula Min Harishon. They both eat from the first one, whichever one is first. V'meini Yadu Ezem Minishchat Rishon. But if we don't know which one was slaughtered first, Shnehem Yotzim LeBeis HaSreifa. They both have to go to the Beis HaSreifa, and the Bartanur adds, similar to the previous cases, they would be potter from having to bring a Pesach, a carbon of Pesach Sheni. What if Lo Amar Lahem V'Lo Amar Lo? He did not say anything to the group, the group did not say anything to him, and the Kahati adds that even though there may have been some messages or remazim or sign language or hints that they had intended to do something, either to include or not to include or to look for the animal and so on, but it was nothing said beferish, there was nothing verbally expressed. So then lo omer lahem v'lo omer lo, if nothing, no words were exchanged, einan achroim zeh lazeh, they are not responsible one for the other, and therefore we don't have to worry about which one is first. He can go ahead and eat from his carbon, they can go ahead and eat from their carbon, and we don't have to be concerned about timing issues and communication issues. With that, we end Mishnah Tes, and look forward to continuing next time with Mishnah Yud. Thank you.